Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I'm Ginny from the Art History Babes.
And I'm Zach Clark from National Monument Press.
And we are curating a show together. Two pals coming together.
I like that we didn't even like welcome anybody. We got straight to business.
I know. Usually, that's true. I did kind of skip that podcast etiquette step where I welcomed people. People are welcome. It's great thing.
Because we're setting the tone.
This for our show
that you are listening to is not like most podcasts you're listening to on this feed.
No.
We're here for business.
We're here for business, and we're going to be short and to the point, and that's just how we're going to roll. That's the tone that we've already set.
No messing around. Ginny, why are we on Zoom?
So we're on Zoom because this is going to be a very much a multi-platform project that we're working on. So this is going to be recorded and put out on the Art History Babes podcast platform as well as our YouTube. And initially, this is to get the word out about the show that the two of us are curating. And this is our introduction and open call into a little exhibition we've titled Virtual Realism. So we're telling you about it now. If you're an artist, you can participate.
That sounds accurate. Yeah, so it's going to be a virtual show, which means it's online, which means you can be anywhere to be involved, and you can experience it anywhere to not be involved.
Yeah, and you know that's the world that we already were living in, and even more so now. So we're really taking advantage of the different ways in which art can be shared and experienced virtually. And, you know, the title Virtual Realism jumps off from one main point of departure, but it really opens up a lot of different themes and interpretations for the show. But we've really been talking about and thinking about socialist realism, which is an artistic period from Stalin era Soviet Union that was very kind of like mandated idealism and propaganda and all these really saturated ideal images of people, you know, just having a great time, and kind of that opening channels of thought of like, okay, even though this period is grounded in that part of history, the themes that it evokes are still very prevalent for us today in terms of how different forms of influence are pushed through various visual means. And that's what we've been thinking about and talking about. And we were like, let's do a show about it.
But also a lot of the reason that we're thinking about it is because that's just the surface of socialist realism.
Yes.
The reality is that it has a big hand in censorship and government oversight and portraying false ideals, and that there's definitely a underside to the positive and glowing themes of socialist realism.
Right. And I think it brings up that really interesting sort of juxtaposition between presenting imagery that seems very positive and very attractive in a lot of ways, but it's coming from a point of control. And that point of control can come from a lot of different directions, whether it's governmental or more societal. And like today, when we're looking at the ways that that takes form, you know, social media obviously plays a huge role in terms of like how societal norms or abnorms are portrayed in different visual ways as like a means of kind of mandating behavior or suggesting behavior. So I think it's such an interesting art period, and it really encapsulates a lot of different themes that are still really active in the visual culture that we're all surrounded with in a lot of different ways. So we wanted to explore this theme in this show and really open it up to other creators and all the myriad of interpretations that it can bring about.
Totally. And along with wanting to open it up to as many forms of interpretation as possible, for this online exhibition we'll be doing, we are interested in seeing work from every single medium possible, as long as it can exist in some form on a computer screen.
Yeah.
And we're even open to literature, be it poetry, flash fiction. Maybe you have a really interesting research paper that is less than 500 words. We really want to kind of piece together a interesting group conversation that will be about what we're thinking about. Maybe it'll help us think about it more as well.
Definitely, definitely. And we're excited to see what comes in terms of submissions too. And that will open up probably new channels of discussion and interpretation. And I think we're intentionally leaving it open to a lot of degrees of interpretation because we want to see all the different ways that it can be sort of manifested in artistic, creative ways. So yeah, we're very excited about it. It's something that we've been thinking about and sort of workshopping and talking about with each other in Zach's backyard, scribbled in notebooks over wine. So we're excited to see it coming into reality. And so where you can find the page in terms of how to submit and more text info about the show, including deadlines and all that, is on the Art History Babes website. The exact page will be linked in the show notes, and we'll also share it on each of our social media pages as well as the Art History Babes social media. So on there you can read more about the show, and we have a form to submit your individual artwork.
Yeah, we want to make it as easy as possible. It's just a Google form. It's very simple. You just link us to your image that you want to submit. That can be even as simple as you linking us to that exact photo on your Instagram.
Totally.
Really, it just needs to exist somewhere you can link us to. We also want to make it as open to everyone as possible, but also want to recognize that all this does take a lot of work. So in terms of an entry fee, all that we're asking is that you are a patron to the Art History Babes at any level at the time that you submit. And if that is for any reason a financial barrier for you, or you know, there are some other hurdles related to it, we don't want to exclude anyone. So reach out to either one of us and we'll work something out for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we want to hear from a lot of you and want people to feel encouraged to submit. And additionally, you know, in the Art History Babes, we have plans for the future to do future exhibitions. So if you even subscribe on our Patreon for as little as $1 a month, you are at that level, you're able to apply for future exhibitions through the Art History Babes. So even if this one, you submit an artwork and it isn't selected, there will be future opportunities. And it helps us out. And like Zach said, you know, curation is a very involved process. And, you know, we appreciate everyone subscribing to the Patreon and going through the process of submitting to this show, because we're really excited about it and very much looking forward to seeing what kind of work we get submitted. And we have a deadline for submission, don't we, Zach?
We do.
It is April 10th.
It is a month away from when you are hearing this, if it gets released on time. But if not, you got plenty of time.
It's still, if it gets released slightly late, it'll only be by a couple days. So,
and realistically, we know that none of you are going to apply until April 9th.
So yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's how applications work. You might also be curious, okay, we're doing the show. Why are we also making a video and a podcast? In the spirit of really trying to show people that, yes, this does take a lot of work, but it's something anyone can do. Anyone can work to create spaces that they are showing people's work. We are going to do a podcast series that is outside of the normal feed that we're hoping will be every other week about how you do this. We're gonna talk about every step of the way, how we came up with the idea, the logistics for things. We're gonna interview some other people who have done some online gallery stuff, some curating. We're gonna try and make it as interesting and educational as possible. And then hopefully even once we get closer to when the show actually gets put up, we'll be able to interview some people who are involved as well. So hopefully it's a fun, informative break.
Yeah. And, you know, that's been important from my perspective and Zach's perspective as well, just to make this not only an exhibition for artists to be involved in and for people to see at the end result of it, but also create a sort of step-by-step process of like how we go about this from, you know, selecting artworks to building the page on the website, to creating a digital exhibition catalog, to writing about art, to working with artists, and just showing our listeners that it's doable. You know, you can do this too. Like if you've had ideas for a show and you don't necessarily know where to start, or think that it's, you know, it's only reserved for people who are in galleries or established museums, like you can absolutely just do it with your friend
and then put it on the website
and go from there. So it's going to be an unfolding process, and you're going to in many ways be invited into that process as it unfolds. So, you know, you're basically in it with us.
You're sitting across the table.
Exactly.
So also on that idea, if you've got questions about how to do any of this, send them to the Art History Babes. Find me on Instagram, Zach Clark Is, and we'll see what we can put together to also make this as informative for you all listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so virtual realism, arthistorybabes.com. We'll link the page under the episode notes, and you can find it on social media as well. And we just are looking forward to seeing what people come up with and go through this creative journey with us. We welcome you.
Cyberspace.
Cyberspace. Yeah. Indeed.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The art history base.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.